These projects because working on them have inspired me. I have my own recycling system at home, at-home vegetable garden, switching to energy-efficient bulbs at home, and actively advocating for sustainable opportunities for lower socioeconomic communities such as my own. I would like for all of you to know that the actions that UIC has taken to be more sustainable have been an inspiration example for how positive change can be. UIC has added to its already exceptional reputation by developing its own climate action plan and setting goals to be more conscious about its practices, such as reducing UIC's greenhouse gas emissions by 40% in 2030 and 80% by 2050. And these goals have truly trickled down to the students as we have to be more conscious of our behaviors and be responsible, ethical citizens. I want to thank you for supporting sustainable UIC sustainable initiatives and as they have directly impacted me and what I do in my career. Thank you.
Thank you, Lubia. Our next speaker, I hope, is Mr. James Peters.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you today. My name is Jim Peters. I'm president and executive director of Landmarks Illinois, which is a statewide nonprofit group aimed at historic preservation. We were founded in 1971, and I'm also an alumnus of the University of Illinois. In 2006, after hearing the news that the UI